Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I just talked to someone. It's probably been less than 5 minutes ago about an account for Elizabeth Blackburn.
Okay.
Was that you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What it was, I've got a charge for $49.97 that was charged to my Visa account. I wasn't aware of this charge, and so I disputed it with my Visa account, and then they refunded me, but now I received a letter from my bank saying that it wasn't actually a charge that I should have been charged, and that they was going back and reversing it on my account. So I called, and as I said, I took a survey, and I got this little Wi-Fi thing, but I didn't see all the other stuff. The guy told me a while ago if I didn't return it in 48 hours, I was going to be charged this right here, but I wasn't aware of none of that. And you all sent a copy of the order thing to the Visa card place, but I didn't get none of that. There wasn't nothing that came in the box, and apparently I didn't read all I should have read. But he said if I called my Visa card that they tell him the dispute was over or whatever, and that they could get a call from them and they would refund it. But I called my car company and they said that the account was closed and it was up to you all to refund me or not. That makes sense.
Let me see here. Can you provide me with your zip code?
41501.
And your name? You said 4015?
41501.
Thank you. And your name?
Elizabeth Blackburn.
Thank you. Elizabeth Blackburn. And when did you do this?
It was sometime in December when I actually done the survey.
Okay. And verify the shipping address for me.
7195 Zebulon Highway.
I do see here this is for the Wi-Fi booster.
Yes.
Alright. Yeah, I don't know why she told you that information. Because it looks like here it's in chargeback. Once an account goes into chargeback, we can't issue the refund.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was he telling me to call my company Visa card for?
Yeah, I don't know why they provide you with that false information. That would be for if you say you disputed it, before the chargeback. If it was before the chargeback,
I didn't have no idea I was going to be charged as $49.97 until I got my statement, and apparently the time had already elapsed where I couldn't send it back or whatever. Which, as I said, I guess it's my fault. I didn't read because I didn't see none of this about 48 hours sending it back if I didn't want it, or that there's going to be a $49.97 charge and all this. I didn't see none of that, so I guess that was my ignorance. So you're saying it can't be refunded?
No, ma'am. Yeah, once it went to that chargeback, I guess the agent wasn't paying attention about the chargeback, but if you had called in before if you disputed it before the chargeback and before it went through, you could just call your car company and have them call us.
I didn't know there was going to be a charge, as I said, until I got my Visa card.
Right.
That was so long after I received the little box with the Wi-Fi in it. I had no idea there was going to be a charge, or I wouldn't have done it in the first place. Put it that way, I would have never done it in the first place. So, but there definitely not going to be no more charges, right?
Right. The account is canceled.
Okay. I guess that's all then.
Thank you. Is there anything else I can try to help you with?